Hi, this is Terry Nazon, a celebrity astrologer and psychic. And since 2008 promises to be a year of change, what are your goals and missions in life? Will you just go with the flow, or will you challenge yourself to be the very best you can be and change your life and possibly the lives of those around you? 2008 is going to be a who's who of the changing of the guard, an exchange in power due to Pluto's changing signs, and a shift of focus for many of us. If you've been in a relationship where your partner had the power, that can change this year. If you've been in a job where your boss has lorded it over you, that can change too this year. Pluto rules power, just as Jupiter rules lots and lots of it, and this combination packs a wallop. Since 2008 promises to be a year of change for everyone, with both Jupiter the planet of luck and Pluto the planet of transformation in the sign of Capricorn, there will be an ambitious yet grounded energy this year. Earth energy is sensual with all the senses involved in every experience. A new appreciation for the Earth and its plants will be established during this time. Capricorn and Saturn both rule leadership, ambition, success, and an atmosphere where everyone is watching you. A who's who, as it's a year of influence, change, status, and power, and all of this changes hands. We have the 8th, 9th, and 10th house influences in play in 2008. Jupiter takes about 12 years to transit the entire zodiac, and Pluto about 240. This year will usher in a more serious year. Jupiter in Capricorn is his natural second house at the home of Jupiter, which is Sagittarius. We will work hard, we will play hard. There will be an increase in ambition, status, popularity, power, and esteem. Capricorn rules the 10th house, and as such, power, status, and social climbing are going to be very important. Here, Jupiter in Capricorn is in a cardinal sign, and remember, cardinals like to rule and start things. They make decisions. The ability to see things through will be very evident with Jupiter in Capricorn, as one of the traits of Capricorn is persistence. There will be an eye towards practicality, earthiness, advancements in science, and spiritual knowledge. Capricorn is a sign of the mystic, and its glyph is a sea goat. Foreign commerce will increase, and there will be all sorts of benefits from doing business with foreign countries. Jupiter rules foreign countries, and in Capricorn, the second house, which rules money and assets, there will be an increase in such things having to do with Jupiter, but in a financial sort of way. There will be an increase in mortality, after the free times of Jupiter and Sagittarius, and we could use that. People, especially those in positions of power or religious people, will be held accountable for their morality, which will now be expected to be above reproach. If not, Jupiter here can indicate downfalls, falls from graces, discredits, and scandals. The great benefic planet Jupiter rules the sign of Sagittarius and is considered to be the co-ruler of the sign of Pisces. Its transit through the sign of Capricorn will take about 1 year. Jupiter conjoining its natal position in your chart is called the Jupiter return and indicates a cycle of expansion as completed from beginning to end. Look back to 1984 and 1986, as these were the last year that Jupiter transited through the sign of Capricorn. Where were you? What was happening in your life? It's likely to happen again. Jupiter rules luck and good fortune. Its nature is positive, expansive, generous, and jovial. Religious, our duties and our obligations, higher education, dreams about the future's premonitions, and opportunities are all ruled by Jupiter. Mars resumes direct motion on January 29th and will transit through 6 of the 12 signs of the zodiac from Gemini to Sagittarius. Pluto enters the sign of Capricorn on January 26th, where it will stay into 2024. I hope this has been helpful, and these are the kind of things that we talk about on my radio show every Wednesday night. Be sure to tune in to www.themixtalk.com at 10 to 11:30 p.m. and listen to Terry, learn astrology, learn more about yourself, and you can call in. It's a free broadcast, and we take calls. Thank you very much.